From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, February 2nd, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Tatiana's Italian restaurant in Catskill is getting a new owner. The restaurant, which celebrated its 18th anniversary this week, has been on the market for a few years. Owner Jimmy Gergi declined to identify the potential buyer, saying only that the man is from Long Island, is a structural engineer by trade, and he loves Catskill. Gergi said, and I quote, "I've been wanting to retire for as long as I can remember. It's time to have new people come in here and hopefully have a good run," end quote. Once the deal is finalized, Gergi will hold a farewell party to celebrate his customers and to introduce the new owners to the community. Tatiana's, named for Gergi's daughter, will most likely remain a restaurant, he said. The current restaurant staff plans to continue working under the new management, and Gergi's wife, Angelina, will remain as hostess until the new owner gets acclimated. Tatiana was named Best Green County Restaurant of the Year by Capital Region Living in 2015. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Bethany Bump is reporting in the Times Union, four regional high schools have earned the state's highest designation in recognition of their sustained academic performance and progress. Columbia High School in the East Greenbush Central School District, Maple Hill High School in the Scodac Central School District, Rhinebeck High School in the Rhinebeck Central School District, and Shaker High School in North Colony Central School District were among 155 schools statewide identified as reward schools February 1st by the State Education Department. Reward schools are schools with high academic achievement or with the most progress in the state. They also have no significant gaps in student achievement across various subgroups like gender, race, economic background, or ability status. State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elas said, and I quote, "All of these schools serve as models to others in the state to inspire them to achieve a high level of accomplishment and improvement," end quote. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. Debbie Mayer is reporting for the Columbia paper. An online collection of local photos by Germantown photographer Howard Gibson debuted online this month at photogibson.com. Gibson began his career in Belrose, New York in the 1930s. In 1947, he and his family moved to Germantown and recorded community life primarily in Columbia and Dutchess counties through late 1970s. After Gibson's death, Bruce Bonsack, a lifelong resident of Germantown and former president and CEO of GTEL, purchased the entire archive. Bonsack said, and I quote, "As someone born and raised in Germantown, I knew what a historical treasure was contained in his lifetime of work, and felt strongly that the library should be maintained in its entirety locally and not parsed out and lost forever," end quote. Another Germantown native, Devin Orrington, and a current student at Mercer College, designed the site. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. And finally, Claire Hughes is reporting for the Times Union. Health insurance enrollment by way of New York's online exchange this year was the highest since the website was launched 4 years ago. Before the enrollment season ended January 31st, approximately 4.3 million New Yorkers signed up for health insurance through New York State of Health, an increase of 700,000 over last year. The majority of the people who acquired health insurance through the exchange were eligible for Medicaid, the government-sponsored program for low-income Americans, while an additional 740,000 people enrolled in the Essential Plan, a subsidized option that offers health insurance to those who earn just above the income limit allowed by Medicaid. The online marketplace was established 4 years ago to meet the requirements of the Federal Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. You can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with the temperature high at 20 degrees. Wind chill values could be as low as zero. For Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 8 degrees and wind chill values as low as minus 3 degrees. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 26 degrees. Wind chill values could be as low as minus 3 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of snow, mainly after 1 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 23. And on Sunday, Snow is likely with a high near 34 degrees. Sunday night, rain and snow likely, turning into snow only after 10 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 24 degrees. The sun rose this morning at 7:08 a.m. and the sun will set at 5:09 p.m. That will give us 10 hours and 1 minute of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the second day of February 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.